Good. Good morning, everybody. Y'all glad to be in the house of God one more time? Amen. Look at the people next to you and tell them, I'm glad you're here. So actually, y'all don't mind if I turn my back to you for a minute, do you? Okay. Not that it was going to make a difference. But we're so blessed today. We have for years been wonderfully partnered with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And today we have visitors from the St. Louis Orchestra who will come and play for us today. Amen. And in addition to that, those of us who were at the fantastic concert a couple of nights ago with Donald Lawrence and in unison, you remember there was a young lady who got up and did a narration portion. Her name is Michelle Bird, and she's gonna be here. She's here today, but she will not be, well, she'll be talking, but we're gonna also be blessed to have her sing some numbers in honor of Black History Month as well. Amen. So we're going to get everything kicked off with communion. If the instrumentalists will join me. I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just. And we invite Deacon Frank Grant Jr. up to the microphone. He may sing, he may not, I don't know. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good morning.
Oh.
I always like to begin just in acknowledging that this is the day that the Lord has made. And just a few remarks before we get into our communion service. And that the words of a song says that when I look back over my life, that I can truly say that I've been blessed. And that if someone gives you the opportunity, you tell them, I got a testimony. Because I just simply think of the goodness of the Lord and how far he has brought me from. Am I in the right
place? Input or output?
We thank God for all of you that are here this morning. Some that were unable to attend last Sunday. Some that are here today that are glad to be here today. There's many of us have gone through trials and tribulations from last Sunday to this very Sunday. But God is good. And he has enabled us to come out to give him praise and worship on this Lord's Day Sunday morning. Our scripture reading comes from the passage in Isaiah. Believed, trusted in, relied on, and adhered to our message of salvation, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he, the servant of God, grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He has no stately form, majesty, splendor, we should look at him, nor handsome appearance that we would be attracted to him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief, and like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or esteem him. But in fact, he has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows and pains, yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded, humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our witness, sins or injustices, our wrongdoings. The punishment required for our well-being fell upon him. And by the stripes, we are healed. God's word for God's people. And then the scripture says that every time you eat and partake of this bread and drink, you are symbolically proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. So whoever eats and drinks of the cup of the Lord in the way that is unworthy of him will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. So let a man examine himself in his relationship, and only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Before us going to Calvary, our Savior sat in the upper room with his disciples. When he had taken the bread, broke it and blessed it, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Let us eat together." And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup, blessed the cup, saying, "This is the blood in the New Testament. For as often as you drink it, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again." Let us drink together. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord.
Stay in. Hello.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me? I'm back in. Y'all hear me out there? No. Oh.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
I kept saying, hey, I guess y'all thought we were doing the slide, huh? Hey, hey. All right. Thank you, bro. Deacon Killian, it wasn't you. I thought I had turned it on. It didn't come on. All right, everybody. Let's give God some praise one more time. Amen. And now I would like, it is my pleasure to introduce Sister Michelle Bird to come and introduce the orchestra members as well as this segment of the liturgy experience. Let's give God some praise for Sister Bird.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Ooh, I like y'all. Y'all got some good energy in here this morning. Well, it is a joy to be here with you all today. As Pastor said, my name is Michelle Bird, and I get a chance to serve the community through the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra as the In Unison Programs Manager. The In Unison Program consists of three key initiatives, and they're super vital. It is the In Unison Academy, the In Unison Chorus, and the partner churches. If you are a current member of the chorus or you are part of the program in any way, please stand so that we could recognize you. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure I did the housekeeping, okay? I wanted to make sure to say, I would also like to give just a round of applause to Miss Ivy Jackson Davis, who... And also, Mr. Cornelius, these two individuals are some beautiful spirits, and I just appreciate all the work that they do in support of the ministry. So, partner churches are eligible for significant ticket discounts to attend SLSO concerts. And Pastor has mentioned this, but that concert that happened on Friday, if you were not there, bless your heart and all your parts. We had an amazing time. So thank you so much on behalf of the In Unison Chorus and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra for your attendance to that concert. If you missed the In Unison Chorus, you can join us again on Sunday, April 27th at Greater Grace Church in Ferguson. We'll be hosting our annual In Unison Chorus community concert over there at 7 o'clock. And you'll get that information because I know Miss Ivy is going to tell you about it. What started with five partner churches in 1992 is now a flourishing partnership between the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and 36 predominantly African-American churches in the greater St. Louis. This partnership created bridges that led both into the concert hall and into the community with the In Unison Church program, nurturing relationships between the orchestra and members of the partner churches through music. Since our exciting launch of the Florence Price Project in November 11, 2018, we've been on a mission to celebrate the remarkable legacy of Florence Price, the first recognized Black woman composer. Over the past 5 years, we've had the privilege of sharing her incredible works through art songs and chamber music with thousands of St. Louis residents, truly making it impactful in our community. One of the most memorable performances was last season when our music director, Stefan Deneve, conducted Ms. Price's powerful third symphony, marking a high point in our journey together. After a long hiatus due to COVID, we are thrilled to be back visiting In Unison partner churches. And today we're excited to introduce our newest composer series, the Dr. Nkiru Okoye Project. Dr. Okoye is a celebrated American composer and lyricist who has been described as gripping and evocative by the New York Times. She's a Guggenheim Fellow and the 2023 winner of the American Prize for her stunning vocal chamber work, We Met at the Symphony. Her music, deeply influenced by gospel and spirituals, aligns beautifully with the mission and vision of In Unison. Today, we have the talented musicians from the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Aaron Schreiber, Kristen Alstrom, Chris Tantillo, and Alvin McCall performing Movements for Strings, which features three captivating pieces, Overcoming, King Fallen, and Dancing Barefoot in the Rain, which takes you on a journey through time and musical styles. Additionally, the musicians will play This Little Light of Mine, featuring yours truly. Additionally, I will be performing Thank Him. Stay tuned for that one. We can't wait for you to experience this beautiful music, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we do. Thank you so much for having us today. Thank you. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, oh, I'm gonna let it, oh, all in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, help me sing it now. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, oh, oh yeah. So let me share something with you all. So Miss Ivy knows that she's one of my most favorite people in the whole wide world. And she knows that typically I don't do solo things. This is how she knows I love her. Okay? So that means that as an extension of her, that means that I love you too. That also means that I can that also means that I can bully you like I do the chorus. you've adopted that part, okay? So one of the things that I mentioned is the In Unison Academy, which is an education program that is connected to the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And music education is a huge part of what we intend to continue to do, not just with young people, but the importance of continuing to have music education as a part of what we do, even as adults. One of the things that I talk to our teams about all the time is we get away from our childlike mind sometimes and we forget to dream and use our imagination and things like that and get back to things that originally made us who we are as a people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That being said, I have a task for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be my percussion section as I sing this next one.
Okay.
I hear some uncertainty, Pastor. Can you back me up? So I need you to stomp and clap for me. You're going to stomp on one, clap on two, three, and then clap on four. I'm going to do it again. Four. One, three, four. Don't, see, I got to teach the people how to clap, Pastor.
Yeah.
So this, see, you see why music education is important? So we're going to stomp on one, clap on two, quiet on three, clap on four. We got it? Okay, let's try it again. Stomp, clap. Yeah, I like that. Now slow me down a little bit. Get that in your belly. Keep it going. Every morning when I wake, I thank him for the bread I freely take. And he never overtaxes me. All he asks is sincerity. And yes, he is my closest friend, sticks by me through thick and through thin. I give him praise and glory, for he's been so kind and sweet.
Yeah.
And I want to thank him for all he's done for me. Oh, thank him for all he's done for me. Now when I lay me down to sleep, surely I know that he's keeping me. And he will never ever leave my side. Under his wings is where I abide. Although I don't always give him my best, he's never short in his faithfulness. Now I just can't let a day get away without giving him glory and praise. And I want to thank him. Oh, thank him for all he's done for me. And I want to thank him for all he's done for me. Oh, thank him for all he's done for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, we have been blessed. to have a wonderful treat today. Let's give God some praise. Give God some praise for Sister Michelle Bird again, everybody. Amen. Amen. All right, Deacon Grant, we can come on now. And Deacon Grant is going to lead us in our offertory period.
We can carry that praise a little bit longer. Service for you was simple for our offering. As I will read a scripture coming from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter and the 18th verse. But you shall remember profound respect the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm this covenant which he swore solemnly promised to your fathers, as it is in this day. That is God's words for God's people. Amen. In honor of Black History again, we're going to go and ask y'all to help us. Y'all out there?
Yeah.
Ask y'all. That was kind of weak. Y'all out there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to ask y'all to help us now. We're going to go back to, I think this was the first crossover gospel song by an African-American artist, as far as I know. And so, you all know it. We're going to need y'all to sing it with us. I didn't say sing it with us. I said sing it with us. And we're going to invite Brother Bruce Logan, Bruce, to come on down. Ain't he cool, y'all?
Thank you. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was. My sin your way.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy day.
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 In Jesus' walk.
In Jesus'
walk. Jesus,
why?
Why my sin away?
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how, yeah, to walk. Fight and pray. Fight and pray. Every day. Every day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
In Jesus' walk.
In Jesus' walk.
In Jesus' walk.
In Jesus' walk.
In Jesus' walk. Wash my sin away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy
he taught
day.
He taught me
how
to honor, fight and pray. Every day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh, when you was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was. He washed my sin away.
Oh, happy day.
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 Keep it right here. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy day.
Oh,
Amen. We're going to have Bruce do a dance class. I looked up here and I ain't even see it, man. That way in, he down there on the step doing all this. But that's our boy. That's Bruce Bruce. Bruce Bruce. I tell y'all a little joke. The way before we got started, I said we ain't a betting because we don't bet. Yeah. Right. We in the church. All right, Nicholas, we don't bet. I know you're a new member. I just want you to know we don't bet. But I told the choir, I said, how low y'all think Bruce gonna go today? That's all right. I told him, man, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Amen. And surrender ourselves to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank all of you for your kind attention. Thank you all for just being who you normally are. Just a wonderful congregation of saints in Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Isaiah 44. Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Isaiah chapter 44. By way of refreshing our memory, you see my shadow, Sister Cook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good, 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 good. I was talking to Sister Cook a couple of weeks ago, and she said she has vision problems. She said, I can't see you when you're there, but when you're in the center, I can kind of see your shadow. So I'm going to stay in the center. Okay, I'm going to stay in the center. Isaiah 44, everybody there?
Yes.
Okay, let me know when y'all there. Y'all know that means I ain't there yet, but anyway. All right. In looking at this particular passage of Scripture, let me see if I want to do 43. Let me go to 43 first. We'll do 44 at another time. Remember last week, he talked about the fact that the year was 975 BC. It's when the kingdoms became divided. You had the northern kingdom, you had the southern kingdom. 200 years it operated that way. I'm not going to reiterate all the history we told you last week, but it operated that way for 200 years. And then in the year 721, the Assyrians began to lay siege to Israel. And this was because for 200 years, God had warned Israel, if you do not continue in my statutes, I'm sending somebody to kick you out of your land. I gave you the land as a gift. If you demonstrate that you cannot appreciate the gift, I, the giver, will take you out of the gift. Okay? So, 721, Sennacherib began with about three Assyrian rulers who laid siege at three different times to come. And I told you when it came to the Assyrians, they were different than the Babylonians were. Take people with the Assyrians, they would come and take people from one part
geographic area, and they would take them to another part or geographic area, and where they put them, they would take those people and bring them here. So they were masters at actually taking individuals and displacing them. But them, the key was not to let people remain in their natural land. This is how we got so many individuals into Israel after the Assyrian captivity. Because the Assyrians had brought a bunch of folk from other places and put them in Israel. That's why after the Assyrian captivity, Jesus and the individuals who were there referred to the people in Israel as dogs. In other words, saying they're not pure Israelites. Are y'all with me? And so, when that captivity took place, God made a promise. He says, I'm going to punish you, but I'm going to take care of you at the same time. I'm going to let you taste enough to remember that you need me. But I'm not going to destroy you. But I'm going to let you taste enough to know what you gave up. Never miss your water. I don't know what they're saying back there. Don't pay them any attention. Thing to keep in mind is this. The book of Hebrews tells us these were written so that we may learn. These anecdotes, these stories, they were written to teach us God's ways. And one of the main things I hope we always keep in mind, Doc, is the fact that God ain't no fool. You can play games, but you don't play with him. Hey, Sister Edna, it's so good to see you back there. We've been missing you. Yeah. She blowing kisses at everybody. The thing is, God is serious. And when you think he's forgotten, he's basically possibly just giving you some time before it becomes hammer time. As we've learned in Scripture, when hammer time comes, as they asked him when Judah was in captivity, and they kept begging him, Lord, we know, okay, now we know we're wrong. Lord, please, please do something about it. The Lord said, I warned you all these years, so you're going to stay there till your sentence is over. Some of us may be wondering, why are we in predicaments we are in right now? I can't tell you why, but I would ask you only if you have time to reflect. Was there a warning you failed to heed? Just asking you to think about it. As you think about it, why am I doing this and why am I talking about this in this particular paper? Because, see, God said something. There is, my wife and I were talking about the covenants last week. the old covenant, the new covenant. There are certain things he changed in the new covenant that were not there in the old covenant. The covenant's changed, but remember what he said, I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't. So, the thing I want you to do today is be on an, let me get back to trying to get y'all back on an upbeat. Because most of y'all look like y'all just want to cry. But the thing, I got to tell you the truth. But the thing is, the key is that even when God has to punish you, he does it with grace. He does it with grace. We have instances in the Bible where individuals had asked for forgiveness. God said, no. Which is why I tell you now, never take repentance for granted. So here we are. They are in the midst of this season, Dwayne, and then they're in the midst of this season. God has a message for them. I'm just, and I don't lie, so I got to do what I said I was going to do. But see, in the midst of justice, I created a vacuum called mercy. So that while you learn, you still see how good I am. That brings us to what he told them. After 721 BC, when they were going into captivity, in Isaiah 43, verse number 1, but now, in spite of past judgments for Israel's sins, thus says the Lord, now look at this, he who created you, O Jacob, and he who what? Formed you, O Israel. I've ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captives. I have even called you by your name. And in case you're wondering, you are mine. Now that's good news right there. That's good news. And that's why you got to take those last three words. You are mine. One of the things that I wanted to emphasize today is for you to understand your value. I want you to understand your value and your worth. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for us and said, my Father, those whom you have given to me as a love gift to me, I pray that they will be with me where I am. No, I want to stop right there. You need to understand that, first of all, you did not come to Jesus. John 6:44 says the Father what? Brought you to Jesus. And then Matthew 11:27 says after the Father brings you to Jesus, then Jesus has to introduce you to the Father. That's why everybody who say God don't know God. The key is also an understanding. What did he say? He also said specifically that when it came to
his children. He said, I pray that they will be with me where I am after the cross, after the resurrection. But the key is, he said, because they are your gift to me. Understand your value. You are God's gift to his son. You are the father's gift to his son. I don't care what position you have at work. I don't care if you ain't got no job. I don't care how other people look at you. I don't care what other people think about you. I don't care what other people have said about you. Understand that according to the word of God, you specifically were chosen before the world was created to be a gift to his son. Is why he takes care of you. He ain't gonna lie to his boy. And that's why Jesus said, whoever he puts in my hand, I ain't losing now one of them. That's why you've been through hell and high water, but you were able to look up and say, God is good. You've been through some situations you didn't think you were going to make it through, but you were able to say, yet God is good. Some of y'all have been to your last dime, and you are able to say, but God is still good. Why has he been good to you? Because you are his gift to his son. Understand your value and stop letting petty, ignorant individuals make you begin to develop self-deprecating opinions about yourself. You are not who they think you are. Some people hate you because they see the light of God on you. They will pretend to be your friends so they can lead you into this trap. That's why when God says back up, remember, the serpent, y'all in the cash, did not have to holler at Eve. He got close to her. Y'all missed it. Come on, Brother Lampkin. He got close to her so he could whisper. Some of y'all need to pay attention to who whispering to you. They said that the Nakash had the body of a human but had the tail of a snake. I forgot how many meters they said it was. And see, that's why with some of y'all, you looking at the top half. I better quit while I'm ahead, huh, Deacon Frank? You think I better sit down? You see, some of y'all, and then you wonder why you got bit. And you hollering about, yeah, the devil did this, the devil did that. And the devil saying, you saw me right in front of your face. You chose not to look at the big picture. You chose not to look below the surface. So don't get mad because you got bit.
What do you expect the scorpion to do when you put it in your chest? And you mad at the scorpion. Then you get mad at God because he made scorpion. And you get mad at God. And then after you get mad at God because he made scorpions, you get mad at the other people who told you it was a scorpion. But you still wanted to think it was a cat. Then you holler about, why you didn't tell me, huh? I told you already. And see, one of the things we got to keep in mind is a whole lot of times you might wind up getting bit by something God warned you about a long time ago. Anybody ever here? I know I have. Anybody here ever got bit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I know if Jamar got bit, there's some more folk up in here that got bit. See what I'm saying? And the whole thing was, no, it wasn't that God wasn't speaking. Now, for some of us, we had not been enlightened enough to know God's voice. I understand that. And so it was a learning experience. But for others, but think what I'm saying is, stop trying to cast blame that way. Own. Healing never comes that way. Healing never comes. Okay, I ain't peep. Y'all know what I mean when I'm. I mean when you pointing away from you. That was used to show you something. Which is why sometimes the Lord has to tell you verse 2. When you pass, Lord have mercy. When you pass, where? He didn't say if. The key is don't focus on the water. Focus on the next part. I will be with you. Anytime you think you're sinking, remember Peter. Look what he says after that. He said, and through the rivers, they will not what? And when you walk through the fire. Yeah, I wish I had a witness in here. You will not, or scorch, nor will the flame what? Don't worry when individuals and spirits are using people to set fires around you. Don't worry when the spirits are using people to put you in fiery furnaces. When you get into the fiery furnace, remember when I get in here, somebody waiting for me. Verse number 3, for I am who? The Lord your God, the what? Holy One of Israel, your what?
Savior.
How many of y'all glad he's your Savior? Can I share something with you? Can I share something with you? Can't have a Savior
You can't have a savior. Unless you need something. Unless you are in something he has to save you from. And one of the things that we think about are all about situations and conditions. Have you ever thought about one of the main things he's trying to save you from is you? How many of y'all in the back know y'all crazy? I said in the back. Here we go, Sister Bird. Don't follow the instructions. Don't follow instructions. And look here, I'm kind of worried now because that's all the ushers. I don't know what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? All us. How many of y'all know, everybody, that God is still working on you? When you are in these situations, I want you to use this analogy. I went to visit someone as a pastoral visit. This was before COVID in Moab. They were in Moab, and I went to visit them. And when I went there, I think the technicians were doing electrocardiogram or something like that, and they told me I have to come back. So I said, fine, I'll just go downstairs, and I'll be back. How much time do you think it'll be? And they told me. And so I went downstairs, and when I went downstairs, I sat in this lobby. The lobby was unfinished, and there was a wall that was put up, a wooden temporary partition, and the wall was put up. And I was sitting in the chair, and I could see the wall, and I could hear things on the other side of the wall, but I could not see what they were doing. All I knew that there was a sign that said, under construction. I heard the noise, but I couldn't see. But the sign said, some of y'all have yet to understand that the threats to your income, federal employees, the threats to your Medicare, the threats to your Medicaid, threats to your Social Security have been put there on purpose because how else can you sing he's a way out of no way? God is setting up the show. Last concert we went to, was it Maze? It wasn't Maze and OJ's. Maze and OJ's. Yeah, it was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah, it was good. Yeah, sure was. Well, anyway, we went to Maze and in the OJ's. I forgot who else was with him. Who else was with him, y'all? Who? The Whispers. That's right, the Whispers. The Whispers. Yeah, the Whispers. Yeah, Whispers. Whispers. That was a good concert, too, now that I think about it. But think about it. We were there, and it was Frankie's farewell tour. And that's why we went. But no, it ain't. No, it ain't. Anytime Frankie come, we going. You know, but we went to his farewell tour. And so Whispers came out.
did a good job. Oh, they threw down. OJ's came out. Now, Eddie was on that chair, but he was still hollering. When he first came out, he said, here's my chair. I love my chair. I'm going to sit in my chair. And he did, but you could tell that he must have had a stroke. But we were waiting for Frankie. And I had told my wife, if he gets the microphone and I can't hear him, I don't care. I do not care. As much as that brother has poured into our people, I'm going to be there if he got a cane, a microphone, wheelchair, everything else. So Frankie, we were waiting for Frankie to come out. So the DJ was doing his thing, blah, blah, blah. Now, the last one we went to was Boys to Men, wasn't it? Yeah, Boys to Men. Yeah, but Frankie was, don't worry, I ain't going to tell y'all all our business. You know what I'm saying? The last one we went to was Boys to Men. But the thing is, with that, the OJs had come out. OJs did a good job. Yeah, did a good job. Good job, good job. I see all y'all nodding your head. I know y'all was there. I know y'all was there. So the thing was, when he was doing that, OJ's finished, lights went up, and everything. And so people were dancing, doing what? It was our generation. You know what I'm saying? Grown folks party. It was a grown folks party. You know what I'm saying? So we would do it, doing, you know, that. I wasn't dancing, but, you know, we was enjoying the music, had some zap going on and some stuff like that that we used to remember back in the day, Sugar Hill Gang, all that kind of stuff, yeah. Oh, don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Huh? Y'all got me? The thing was, we were waiting for Freddie. And then we got excited because the lights went out. You missed it. You missed it. What's going on now? The lights are gone out. Because he about to step out. Yeah. That's why he said, whatever you're going through, oh, I got you, but I can't perform till the lights go down. I don't care what they say. I know who's in control. My prayer is that God will take fear from you. And let you be reminded that if he has not forsaken you this far, understand that he's giving you a testimony. He's putting you in a position so that you can say, I remember what I did not have. But all of a sudden, God made a way. I remember when I did not know what the next step was going to be. But when I looked around, God had already ordered my path. I remember when I didn't know if I was going to have a job. But I still got food on my table. I remember when I did not know if I was going to make it from one day to the next,
But when I looked around, the Lord had brought me all night and had brought me all day. And all I can do is say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Look at somebody next to him. Look at somebody next to you and tell them, let the lights go out. Because it's showtime. It's showtime. It's showtime. It's showtime. It's showtime. It's showtime.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. The rivers might seem deep, but I'm not going to let them get over your head. And even when you walk in the fire, I'm not going to even let you get scorched. How many of you know God can keep you? How many of you know God can make a way for you out of no way? How many of you are a witness to the fact that God will do what he said he was going to do? Bow your heads. God, our Father in heaven, we bless you. We thank you for being our Savior. And we ask that for someone whose heart is burdened and heavy right now, that you will remind them, this ain't but another step in the road, baby. Jesus. Might be somebody here who has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Right where you are, say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins at Calvary. I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, say, now, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. And during this period of chaos, please give me your peace. Help me to know that the same God who brought me through yesterday is the same one that's going to bring me now. If there's someone who wants to join this fellowship in the back of the pews or in front of you, in the back of the pews in front of you, there are cards. Feel free to take one, fill it out front and back, and on your way out of the vestibule, please put it in the wooden box, and there will be members of the membership intake team who will gladly get in touch with you, and it would be just an honor for us to love you with the love of the Lord. Now unto him who is able. Y'all didn't hear me. Who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion and all power, not only now, but through the what? Eternities of the eternities. It is in Greek Jesus' name, Hebrew Yeshua's name, that we give this praise and honor. Let every saint of God give God a great big hallelujah. Put your hands together and say, thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful week in the Lord.